Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. It was a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Rob Wilson's here. Rob's a new friend. He's the president of Wilson Companies, and he and his affiliates are focused on helping people find and keep the best people, and they use the AI process, the artificial intelligence technology that we have today, to help them do that, and he's here to talk to us about how that works. Rob Wilson, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Jim. Thanks for having me on.
So I was telling the audience before you got here that not that long ago, probably even 20 years ago, you could run a $39 ad in the paper for a job for a secretary, an accountant. And by the way, folks, that's what we called them back in those days. Don't send me any letters. They called themselves secretaries back in those days, and or a receptionist or a salesman or a salesperson or whatever. You can run an ad for anything like that, a truck driver, and within 48 hours of that ad hitting the paper, you'd have 100 resumes in, 100 people lined up out your door, wouldn't you?
That's exactly right. You know, even 20 years ago, we're in Chicago. You'd throw something in the Chicago Tribune or even a local paper, and that's the way you hired back then.
That was a nice trip down memory lane, wasn't it? Wasn't it, Rob? So today, not only do we have a different way of finding people and them finding us, lots of different ways, but the pool that we cast our net into, it doesn't have as many fish in as it used to. What do we do about that?
You know, that's very true. And today, when you look at unemployment at 3.7%, it's harder and harder to get to when you want to hire the best people. It's getting harder and harder. And the days of that online ad, and even when you look at outside of the newspaper, which, you know, not many people are doing anymore, when you go to other like Indeed and CareerBuilder and that, they don't get the traction that they used to. So you got to look at multiple ways to get in front of people, and then when you get in front of as many as you can, how can you sift through it? And that's where a lot of companies are turning to AI for assistance.
Right. Well, tell us about when you think of artificial intelligence. Let's talk about the technology for a minute. When you think about AI in your world, what do you think? What are the first thoughts? Because you know, some people, AI is making sure that you know, Facebook or Google popping up an ad that you've been, you know, this related to what you've been searching for. It could be a robot, it could be a self-driving car. What do you think about?
Yeah, and you know, we work with a lot of small businesses, so small businesses definitely have a different opinion of AI versus, you know, your larger companies. When you look at the huge companies, from the smaller companies, where we're helping our clients with is anything from the screening is the biggest part, going through resumes so you can automate your resume process. So if you are getting a lot of resumes, the AI can help you sort through keywords and pull out the resumes that meet your criteria that you set in the system.
Right. So how does that work? How would an AI help us do that?
Well, your resumes are submitted electronically, or if they come in, however they come into your system, you feed it into the different software systems, and you're looking for the keywords, and within the keyword search.
After all these years, it still comes back to keywords, doesn't it?
Right. Yeah, absolutely.
Well, 97, when I launched my first website for what I'm doing right now, the first thing you learn is keywords. That's the first thing the website developer told me. He said, I need you to think about some keywords to put on this thing.
And when you think about, like, recruiters over the years, you'd put an ad out, whether it's online, however you were recruiting, you get people that you get resumes in that have nothing at all to do with your, you know, you're looking for a receptionist,
right,
and someone that has truck driving.
I've had truck drivers apply for a receptionist job before.
Right. Yeah, exactly. So this kind of takes that out of, so an organization that is getting a volume of resumes in, that definitely helps the screening process.
Mm-hmm. So does anybody check behind the AI to make sure it doesn't make a mistake? I mean, you and I have a pretty good spam filter, but I still go back and check it out every once in a while. I don't completely trust it. What do you think?
So that's the biggest drawback right now of, how do you check that, the screening? If in the last year, Amazon, their AI process was found that their program was discriminating against women.
Oh, I believe it.
So,
yeah, yeah. That may have been intentional. Who knows? But I believe anything that you tell me about Amazon. But as far as, I mean, just like, and here's why I'm asking that question. You and I both know they're not, as I said, there's not as many fish in that sea as there was before. And so we can't afford to lose anybody who might have fallen through the cracks, somebody who might have been. I mean, I used to be my clients, back when I had a consulting company, I was my client's artificial intelligence. Sometimes they even referred to me that way. But I would look through, and I'd see one resume, and I'd say, this doesn't seem to fit, but there's something about this information that makes me want to take a second look. The AI would miss that. What do you think?
You're exactly right. AI will miss. It doesn't have that gut, your thought process, and it lacks, more in-depth decision-making. That's where you don't see it a lot on small businesses at this point, where it's a larger, more jobs where you're looking to hire 50
right.
people doing this.
Isn't this like a lot of technology, including self-driving cars, self-driving trucks, freight trucks, things like that? Can't we just say that it's awfully handy, but it's also not foolproof? We're not there yet, are we?
Right. No, it's not. It's definitely making strides. And another area that people are using a lot on is the scheduling process. So you go through, you apply for the job, and now you're going to get an interview. A lot of that is becoming more automated, the review from people that are using it is that your younger generation, they've grown up on technology, so they have no issue with all right, I'm going to get my interview time going through this.
But
if
I want a job with you, Rob, and I don't hear from you after a few days, I'm probably now going to assume that your AI threw me out. I'm going to start knocking on your door. I'm going to say, hey,
right,
you missed me. Talk to me. Hold on to that thought.
Yeah.
I need to wait. Hold on to that thought. We're going to be right back with Rob Wilson. Wilson Companies, also Coico.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.